Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's webinar. I'm so excited to have you here. Come say hi in the chat. Let us know where you're joining from. Let us know what motivated you to join today's webinar. I can't wait to see what you share in the chat. This is a live webinar, so I want you to be interactive. I want you to engage with each other, with the content, and enjoy your time. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to share my screen. And I can't wait to see what you have to share in the chat. So again, where are you joining from? What motivated you to join us today for this weekly webinar? All right. So everyone sees the interactive chat, right? I really encourage you to come in and write your answers in there. Get accustomed to writing some, you know, comments and questions in there so that we can make use of this space. Good morning, Medea. Great to see you. All right. I see Daljeet. Great to see you, Daljeet. I see some new members as well joining us. That's wonderful. Great to see you here. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. And I'm really excited to we have a lot to do actually in today's webinar. I want to share this content with you. And then I'm going to talk about some new updates and features that we have in our community, which I am beyond excited about. And I've spoken to some of our members and they're so excited about these new changes too, these new additions and features. We're constantly, you know, improving the experience. We're adding new things, adding new features. We take feedback into consideration and make it the best learning experience and learning environment for you. So I can't wait to share that with you, which I'm going to do at the end of our webinar. So stay tuned for that. Like I said, I'm super excited and I'm sure you're going to be too. All right. So we have this wonderful technique that I actually introduced to my executive coaching members last week, but there's a lot to talk about with this method. So I can't wait to share this with you because this is something that you're going to be able to use right after this call. This is something that you can start using right away. It's very intuitive in a lot of ways, but there are a couple of steps. And there's versatility with this tool as well, which I'm going to get into as we go through the presentation. And I welcome you to turn off your devices. I, you know, really encourage you to just, you know, be here for this time that we're, you know, that we've allocated to this webinar so that you can give it your full undivided attention. And that way you can get the most out of it. You can also watch the replay and that'll be great for, you know, revisiting the topic. But like I said, give it your undivided attention so that you can get the most out of it. Okay, so this month's theme in our community is empathetic excellence and empathetic communication, right? So communicating with empathy, being sure that we truly understand what the message is that the speaker is conveying to us, that we're actively listening, that we're listening with empathy, and you know that we're really not only confident in the way we communicate, but also connected, right? We can connect to the person, we can relate to them, we can find alignment, even where it might not be readily apparent, we can still find ways of, you know, getting along, building rapport, creating trust, and so on and so forth. So this is a model that I'm going to teach you today. It's going to be for speaking and listening. And you can think of it as, you know, it's a dual approach to mastering social interaction, which helps us with our social fluency, right? Our ability to communicate effectively and confidently across various social settings, be they in business and more broadly in life. Right? We're communicating constantly all day, every day. You know, even if you have a job where it's not necessarily there's communication in the title, maybe you're an engineer, you still communicate, right? You still have to interface with people, be it on video calls or via email or through Slack messages or face to face. So we're communicating always. So this is an approach that you're going to be able to use right away, like I said. So hi again, everybody. I'm Mary Daphne. I am CEO and co-founder of Explearning and Advanced English, and I am head of community here at Explearning Academy. And I'm here to empower you with, you know, professional development tools and strategies, confidence building techniques, communication methodologies and strategies so that you can put your best foot forward. You have the confidence to interact with people from all over the world, from different diverse backgrounds, from various industries. And you can do that with a smile on your face, poise, and confidence to get through any type of communication context or social situation. So that's what we do here in the Academy. And a little bit about me in terms of my background. I have a Bachelor's of Arts in French and Communication from Hamilton College. That was my undergrad. And then I have two advanced degrees, two masters. One is from Bachelors University. I graduated valedictorian. And the second is an advanced master's from Columbia University, and I graduated with honors. So that's a little bit about my educational background. And in terms of experience, lots of experience that I bring into this community, that I bring into the professional development workshops, the executive coaching, all of the content that I create for you is from all of my experience. And I'm a lifelong learner, just like you. So I'm constantly learning and growing and educating myself. And, you know, I've got nearly two decades of experience in cross-cultural corporate communications, television, and live broadcasting, which all informs the way I teach and the methodologies I use and the experience that you have as somebody who participates in our ecosystem. I've been teaching and designing courses in communication, social skills, public speaking, English, French, cross-cultural, and business communications for 16 years and counting. I like to emphasize technology, empirical research, data-backed teaching methodologies so that you get high-value student outcomes and learning outcomes. I also teach teachers how to teach. I'm a teacher trainer, so I teach teachers how they can, you know, create and design courses, how they can be effective teachers, how they can lead other teachers. And that's a really fun part of my job as well. And I've done that abroad, all over the world, as well as here in New York at Columbia University, Baruch College, and Hunter College in New York City. I also was a Fulbright grant recipient, and that is something that I wanted to highlight because that was my first professional foray into this field that I'm now part of, which is cross-cultural and intercultural communication. Why is that important? Well, because as our world is becoming increasingly globalized, we're getting closer and closer with each other. We're understanding each other better than we might have in the past. And there's still a lot of work to do with that. But some of the tools that I teach you in the community and in my courses and challenges is how to navigate between cultures, how to communicate with a diverse group of people who might not have the same background as you or speak the first L1 or come from the same L1 culture, right? That's important because, especially in line with our theme for this month, empathetic communication, you know, approaching social interaction with understanding and respect and empathy so that we can better understand one another and create that rapport, build that trust with each other. So that's the lens that I want you to kind of look at what we're going to be talking about for the rest of this, you know, time that we have together in this webinar, but also as we continue with this month in February, you know, with our theme. And if you partake in our Exploring Academy events, we've got lots of, you know, different, you know, challenges and daily practice and activities and tasks that are all around this theme. And then if you're in our executive coaching program, we also will get into that as well. So as for you, you might be somebody who's seeking confidence in your communication, in your speaking abilities, in wanting to express yourself thoughtfully, clearly, confidently, right? Maybe you struggle with retaining information in conversations because maybe you're too bogged down by making a great impression and just kind of preparing what you're going to say instead of actually listening to what people are telling you. So, you know, forgetting maybe that it's a conversation, right? And trying to kind of think about what you're going to say next, which is actually not what we want to do. So maybe that's you. Or maybe you're looking for ways to make your conversations more impactful, right? What you say has impact. What you say has clout. What you say, you know, you say with confidence and poise. Maybe you experience difficulty in forming coherent and cohesive narratives. You know, when somebody asks you something as simple as, "So tell me about your day," or that age-old question, "So tell me about yourself," right? And it doesn't even have to be in an interview. It could be you're at your, you know, your best friend's barbecue and you, there are people there that you haven't met and they ask you, "So tell me about yourself," you know, how do you answer that question? The million-dollar question. It can be scary, right? If we don't have thoughts already that we've kind of prepared in our mind, if we don't have that narrative, we might just stare into silence, which we don't want to do, right? You might be feeling overwhelmed in general by social interaction. You might have a little bit of social anxiety, which, look, everyone has some sort of, I don't want to say social anxiety per se, but there are times where there's this anxiety that is socially induced, right? We're in a social situation. It could even be, you know, you're having a phone call, you're making a phone call. Some people don't like talking on the phone. It gives them some social anxiety, some dissonance there. So you're not alone, right? You're not alone. Maybe you're concerned about your active listening skills, right? Maybe you feel like you're not a great listener. And guess what? That's 50% of what makes an effective communicator. So we definitely have to be aware of these various things. So how many of these resonate with you? Tell us in the chat. Is there one that kind of sticks out and is your focal point? Are there a few of them that you're kind of thinking about? Let me know in the chat. I'm sure that, you know, you're not alone if you do have one or more of these, because most people do, right? And we're here to address that. We're here to get better, because the only way to get better at something is to actually put time in. Right? Be consistent, be thoughtful about how you go about doing things, and so on. Okay, so we're going to look at the POM method for speaking, and then we're going to look at it for listening, and then we're going to talk about how to apply it. Okay, so I hope everyone's ready. I hope you have a nice cup of water or a snack, and let's get into it. Okay. So we've got POM, right? What does it stand for? Well, it's an acronym. So we've got prepare, we've got associate. You know what? Let's take this one by one. So let's start by emphasizing the importance of preparing, right? In both speaking and listening contexts, right? So for speakers, when you prepare, that means you have a solid grasp of your topic or topics. Right? If there's certain topics, plural, that you would like to broach at any type of social event, could be a networking event, could be a business meeting, could be a meeting with clients, it could be a conference, it could be the first day of school, it could be a yoga session or a Pilates class or whatever it is, right? Wherever there are people, wherever you're going to be interacting and, you know, using your interpersonal skills. So we prepare, right? Now for listeners, this is setting the stage mentally that you're going to be fully present, fully participatory, and fully receptive, which does not mean I'm going to think about what I'm going to have for dinner. I'm going to think about what I'm going to do for lunch. I'm going to think about, you know, what my next exercise is going to be, or I'm going to think about what I'm going to say. None of that. That's not active listening, and it's not conducive to this POM technique, right? Okay, then we've got associate. So for speakers, when you're using this for speaking, You want to create vivid, memorable, visceral images that you link to your message, because this will make your delivery more impactful. Okay, so you're creating these mental images so that you can recall them, that you can easily order them and think about them and whip them out when you need them. For listeners, it's about associating information that you receive with existing knowledge. Okay. And, you know, kind of thinking about how this overall imagery can enhance and even help you recall the information or understanding. Okay. So that's really important. Then we've got linking. So we want to now explore how to link these images or these concepts, right, in a coherent, cohesive, and engaging narrative, right? What are we actually going to say using these mental images that we've now conjured up, right? So for example, if you're doing this for speaking, you might learn how to weave these points to create a compelling narrative, an enticing story. And for the listeners, right, because you're going to use this in both ways as a speaker and as a listener. For the listeners, you know, this will help you practice to connect the dots, right, between different pieces of information that your interlocutors, that your listeners and speakers have shared, right, especially when you're in a group setting. So you're not just speaking with one other person. There might be three different people. There might be five different people. How do you distill the information they shared and remember it and then recall at a later date? Okay, so that will facilitate better comprehension and better retention, right? Can you imagine if you pull out something that they shared with you from 5 months ago or 2 weeks ago, and they'll be so impressed by your active listening skills, right? Just from that one time that they shared that thing about their camping trip or their daughter's fifth birthday or whatever it is, right? That's impressive. You've done a great job there of actively listening. And guess what? That's going to motivate them to listen to what you have to say with extra care and extra attention. And then finally, we have memorize. Now, with memorize, you know, you've heard me say, and if you're in our executive coaching program, you know that it's not memorization that we're actually looking for, right? Because of this nice acronym that we have, it's easier to remember POM as opposed to POLY, right? So instead of memorization, that's a placeholder, and that's why I put the little asterisk there. It's a placeholder for internalization, which is what I actually want you to do. Internalize, right? It's transcending memorization. So, you know, you want to internalize. So you will become adept at recalling any part of the narrative on demand, right? Which will ensure fluidity and adaptability in conversations. So it's not like you have all your notes written down and you have to stick to them to a T, or you're in an interview and you have to remember every single thing verbatim that you practice. No. You are free from that. That will hold you back. That will cause you to be robotic, stiff. It's not a great communication experience there. On the flip side, with this framework, you're able to move in and out of it fluidly, right? Because we don't know how a conversation is going to go, right? We don't know what they're going to say next or what we're going to say next. We have an idea, and this POM technique helps you create that. But conversations are not scripted. They're not, you know, like we're not actors in a movie remembering our lines. We're human, right? And we have various emotions that we grapple with throughout the day. The people that we're interacting with do too. So we're navigating all of this, which is why we need to be flexible and fluid and adaptable in our social interactions. All right. And then from a listening standpoint, we're going to enhance our ability to remember key details, even the most minute, banal details we'll be able to recall, right? Which will improve responsiveness and interaction quality. And you are going to go down in that person's memory and in their book as an amazing listener, as an active, engaged listener, which is part and parcel of being an effective communicator who has social fluency, right? That's the goal. That's the goal. Okay, so that's the framework. That's the framework that we're going to be working with today. Okay, I don't expect you to get it on the first try. Okay, but do kind of try to get into the mindset now of what we were discussing and think about, as I'm going through the examples, I want you to think about how you can use it in your own life, in your social life, in your work life. Okay, how you can use it as well. We got 100% from Midea. I love it. I love it. So let's keep with this theme. And now we're going to look at palm for speaking. Okay. So this is what you'll use when you're the person who's verbalizing a message, you know, conveying a thought, expressing your opinion, voicing your insights. Okay. So the first thing, P, right? Preparation. So this is great, right? Having broad topics for conversation is like a whole box of tools ready at your disposal. You know, you can, go into any type of setting, take your tools out, and you can use them, right? It builds confidence. So for the people who are like, you know, I have got social anxiety. I lack confidence when I'm speaking to people. I feel nervous in communication. Guess what? If you have P, if you have your preparation, the P from your palm method, you're going to be way more confident, right? Having a set of topics at your ready is going to equip you with a foundation, a launch pad off of which you can engage in discussions proactively. So you're not there, you know, twiddling your thumbs or looking at your watch or staring out the window or looking at the ceiling or whatever, right? You're engaged. Okay. So, you know, you have to remember that you have valuable insights to offer. You have interesting viewpoints. You have a host of experience. You've got an interesting worldview. You've got a lot to share, in other words, right? So think of it that way, what you can offer, what value you can offer to the listeners, to the audience, to the people in the conversation with you, even if that's just one other person, right? This is going to dramatically reduce those anxiety feelings, right? Those anxious feelings when you're being put on the spot. It also facilitates meaningful exchange, right? So you're going to have better conversations. You can dive deeper into subjects. You can go beyond the surface level chit chat and small talk and weather talk. You know, you get really into the conversation. And this depth in conversation can lead to richer exchanges, fostering genuine connections, and even maybe learning opportunities, networking opportunities, unique business opportunities, right? So think of it that way too. There's a lot of win-win situations that come out from it. You can also showcase your expertise on a subject or your interests, right? Because if you choose topics that are related to your field, your industry, your hobbies, your passions, of which we all have many, right? You will effectively showcase your expertise and also your area of interest. And guess what? It gives you an opportunity to find alignment. Yes, right? You get to know the person a little bit better. They get to know you a little bit better. And lo and behold, you are suddenly now engaging in a full-fledged conversation. Okay? That's also really important for facilitating professional networking and collaboration opportunities, not to mention creating a friend group, getting more social, boosting your social lives. These are all important things for our mental health, for our longevity, for our careers, for our happiness and well-being, right? To fight the loneliness epidemic, we need communication. We need good communication. It enhances listening and engagement too, right? So when you prepare some topics in advance, right, you have kind of like a blueprint of what you're going to talk about, what subjects you'd like to broach given the social situation or communication event that you're going to find yourself in. You're more likely to engage actively in these conversations, and you're more likely to ask these informed questions and offer insightful and inspiring comments, as opposed to, that's interesting, right? Where you actually didn't really listen or understand what the person wants to say, okay? We don't want to answer that's interesting if we can avoid it. So this type of active engagement, right, will help improve your listening skills, and also you're much better prepared and positioned to connect the discussion with your topics that you have, right? Which then creates a more interactive and engaging dialogue. It's a back and forth, right? It's not just a monologue of you talking or a soliloquy, you know, but it's an actual nice back and forth conversation, which is beautiful. The other thing that's really great is having, you know, this breadth of topics is so that you can also use it so that you can adapt to different audiences, right? Broad topics can be tailored to suit the interests and the expertise levels of your audience and the people that you're talking with, which can make what you're saying more relevant to them, right? And we talked about flexible communication, right? This adaptable type of communication is going to help you navigate seamlessly through various social settings, professional settings, and make your interactions and your communication exchanges way more impactful. It also helps to prevent conversational dead ends, right? How many times did you feel like the conversation just came to a halt? People are silent and you're kind of like staring at each other, like staring, you know, wherever you can to avert your gaze maybe, because you ran out of things to say, you ran out of things to talk about. It happens. But having prepared some topics in advance is going to help you, you know, with a repertoire at your disposal, you can easily steer the conversations in any direction you want and, you know, veer away from those dead ends or awkward silences that we're all really uncomfortable with, right? I'm not talking about pauses. I'm talking about those long lulls in conversation where people have run out of things to say. You'll never run out of things to say. We have so much to say. We have so much to say. We have so much to learn. We have so much information that we can exchange with people, knowledge transfer, knowledge exchange. So it's just about getting into the right mindset and remembering palm, like the palm of your hand, right? So this continuous flow will help you keep the interaction dynamic, fun, interesting, and encourage even longer and more enjoyable conversations and discussions down the line. And it encourages reciprocal sharing. So you share something, they share something. You share something, they share something. And you have these, you know, broad topics that you can invite others to share on, share their experiences, share their viewpoints, share their worldviews. And that's a reciprocal exchange of information, right? So this mutual sharing can lead to a deeper understanding of different perspectives, which, guess what, fosters empathy and stronger relational bonds. We're social creatures, you and I, right? We are relational beings. We like interacting with people, despite what you may think of, oh, I'm a lone wolf, or oh, I have social anxiety, or oh, I don't know how to interact with people. No, that's not true. That's not true, right? You are a social being. You need social interaction. It is important for your mental health. It is important for your well-being. It's also great for your career, right? So these are important things. So let's look at an example now. All right. So imagine you're at a networking event and this is your field, digital marketing. Okay. You're going to talk about latest trends in digital marketing. You'll talk about maybe content market strategies, marketing strategies, maybe consumer behavior analysis, maybe some tools and techniques for your industry, maybe ethical marketing practices, right? These are all viable topics that you can broach at a networking event, right? So when we think of association, now we want to take these topics and create these vivid images in our minds, because that's going to help us remember the information. It's going to make it, you know, easier for it to stick in there. And we're going to be able to pull them out when we need, recall them when we need, and also move them around, right? So we can be flexible. So there's not necessarily a strict order, because you don't know how the conversation is going to ensue, right? So you need that flexibility. You need that adaptability. You're not going to be like, oh, hold on, I don't remember point B. Just 1 minute. Let me think about point B. No, you're not going to do that in a conversation. You're going to say, oh, you know, that brings me to another point that I thought about, which is blah, 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 blah. Okay. So this is going to make it memorable for you. It's going to allow more engagement and creativity for your conversations, and they can be great conversation starters. So again, all win-win. So here we go. Let's say you're talking about latest trends, right? You can think about visualize a digital marketing map. Maybe that's your mental image that you have in your mind. Could be, right? Could be. Maybe, you know, you picture a library filled with books. Oh, I love that image. Library filled with books that has a vibrant, you know, eye-catching covers. Okay. Maybe that's the image you conjure up. Okay. So that would be for content marketing strategies. Perhaps for consumer behavior analysis, maybe there's a puzzle with pieces that represent different aspects of consumer behavior. Right? Because there's different aspects of that. We're not all the same type of consumer, right? So what does that look like? How do we analyze consumer behavior? Maybe with digital marketing tools and technology that you want to share, you think of a toolbox, right? And that's filled with digital marketing tools, whatever that is for you. And maybe for ethical marketing practices, you have an image of a compass, and it's pointing you into the right direction of ethical values like integrity and transparency, very important for businesses in general, right? So that's an example of association, right? And now the next step, right, is L for linking, okay? So you're going to use linking phrases and transitions because that helps you navigate seamlessly from one topic to another or one subtopic to the next, right? And even if when they interject, you're not lost. You're not like, oh, wait, but what about my next point? Because you're able to pull it out. You have those mental images that you've conjured up. So that way it's not disjointed, but there's some flow to it. And like I said, when the other person interjects, and they share their point, because it's a two-way street, it's back and forth, you're not going to, you know, be jolted to a halt and say, oh, wait, what am I going to say, right? There's none of that. Okay, so let's say you're still at this networking event, right? And you're in digital marketing, okay? So maybe from latest trends to content marketing, if you want to link those, you say, speaking of staying up to date, it's fascinating how digital marketing trends are shaping content marketing strategies. Let's delve into the world of content and how storytelling and video marketing are making a huge impact on the world, on this field, on various industries, so on and so forth. And then let's say you want to go from content marketing to consumer behavior analysis. You can say, as we explore content strategies, it's essential to consider how consumer behavior plays a significant role. Like, have you ever noticed any interesting shifts in customer preferences recently? Right, so you're inviting them into the conversation with this kind of question. And if you want to go from consumer behavior analysis to digital marketing tools, you could say consumer behavior insights are invaluable, especially when it comes to optimizing digital marketing tools. So what do you think, what tools are the most useful in your work? Right, so now you're segueing into a question that you can ask them and that they can feel comfortable discussing. Okay, so The idea here is to be able to pull it out of your memory so that you can then link to what they have to say or to the next kind of part of what you want to share. So link it to your narrative or link it to what they're sharing as well. Both are very valid. Okay, so for memorization, which we really mean by this is internalization, but again, palm instead of Pali, it's easier to remember palm. You know, you can use mnemonic devices. Mnemonic devices are great. So you essentially, you know, like the topics that I'm going to show you right now, the mnemonic device you can use for that is CLEAD, right? That's not a word, but you can make up a word, whatever you can remember. And then each of the letters is going to represent a part of that. And acronyms are great because they immediately help you recall topics. And especially if there's a, you know, specific order, it's easier to recall that. The other thing is practice. Practice, 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 right? The more you practice it, the more you will reinforce those neural pathways, right? And remember, you can even have like pretend conversations, mock conversations, talk to the mirror, come into our group coaching and, you know, practice there, because the more confident you will be after doing this, right? Okay. So let's say what you have here, you've got another mental image that you've created, right? So what you're talking about, latest trends in digital marketing. That's a question people get, right? They always want to know, what are the latest trends? What do you see? What do you envision for 2025? What do you think? What's going to happen? What's 2024 going to look like in your industry? Create a mental image. Like maybe it's ticker tape. It's scrolling in your mind and displaying phrases like influencer marketing, social media algorithms, AI impact. And you can visualize yourself, right? There's some visualization technique here, explaining each of the trends as they appear on that ticker tape. Maybe for content marketing strategies, you envision this giant bookshelf with these colorful books, all very enticing. And you mentally pick up each book, you flip through it, you recall key strategies like storytelling, video marketing, SEO, and you see yourself discussing these strategies, right? Enthusiastically and confidently, okay? So consumer behavior analysis, this is another example, right? It's really thinking about those puzzle pieces and how they fit in to your conversation. So I want you to be really methodical about this. Spend time on your images. Spend time on creating these visceral, vivid images, because it's good. The more detail you give them, the better you're going to remember them. And the more they're going to stick into your brain. You're internalizing. And they have to be images that make sense to you, not what makes sense to your spouse, not what makes sense to your best friend, not what makes sense to your boss, but what makes sense to you. Okay. Here are some more examples, which I'll let you look at in the replay. So again, these are really very important for creating those neural pathways, strengthening those neural pathways so that you are able to internalize these images, internalize these narratives, and then be able to recall them on the spot without much effort. Okay, let's look at palm for listening now. So this is the second part of how you can use palm. And believe it or not, you can use palm in the same conversation, both for speaking and listening, which is amazing, amazing. Okay, so active listening is part of this. So let's say you are at a social gathering and you want to engage in meaningful conversation and you want to do active listening and you want to remember what people are saying. So you want to set your social intentions. You want to create a mental quiet place so that you can actually be, you know, involved, right? You're not thinking about when's your show going to be on that you want to watch, or what book you're going to read, or how you're going to answer the question when they ask you. You're not doing that. You're also going to review common conversation starters. I have a whole list of conversation starters in our community, so you can definitely look at that. That's a very helpful list because it will also get you thinking of other things that you can come up with on your own and ask. And then you want to practice empathetic listening. Okay? So let's say you're talking, you know, you're at a barbecue, and somebody is talking about, you know, their recent camping trip. And then they also mention their kid's birthday party. They talk about getting a raise recently. And then they mention their gardening hobby. Okay, how are you going to remember all of that? First of all, why do you want to remember all that? Because it shows you're actively listening and they're going to like that you listen to them, right? We all want to be listened to. We all want to feel heard. We don't want to just be like having a conversation with somebody just nodding along, but not really listening and just think that's interesting. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, that's so interesting, right? With just like not really listening. They're going to remember you better. They're going to want to engage in more interactions with you. You're going to build that rapport. You're going to create that trust. You're going to create that credibility. And it's very important, right? So imagine for the camping trip that they tell you about, in your mental notepad, you imagine a tent, right? Maybe a sleeping bag, maybe, you know, bonfire, or like a fireplace. If you've ever been camping, you can recall your own camping trip. Okay. Maybe for the child's fifth birthday, right? You can think about a birthday cake with five candles in your mental notepad. Maybe for the raise, you think about a money tree growing, right? Or the emoji, like one of the money emojis, whichever one you want to think about. The gardening hobby, you can think about like a lush garden, beautiful green and vibrant flowers, a garden oasis, right? These could be images that you conjure up. Again, spend time thinking about the images. When they share something, think about immediately associating it with an image. It's going to be easier to think of an image than thinking of those words, like visualizing camping, as opposed like not doing that. Instead, thinking of the image, whatever image, like the tent, the campgrounds, the mountain, you know, they're hiking and so on. Okay. Now, for the linking, right? So let's say you're going to link the camping trip to the raise. When the speaker talks about their camping trip, you can relate it to the time they told you about the raise, even if it's in that same conversation or in a previous conversation, and say, it sounds like your camping trip was a well-deserved break after the hard work that you did, the time that you put in to get that raise, right? Tell me more about the adventures that you had during your trip. You see that association? That's really going to impress them. They're going to be like, wow, you have such a great memory. How did you remember all of that? Even if it's in that same conversation, right? Again, if people aren't actively listening and really spending time honing this skill, they're not going to be as good a communicator as they could be if they did do active listening. So let's say you're talking about the kid's birthday party to the gardening hobby. So when they're talking about that, you can create a link by saying, I remember you mentioning your gardening hobby, right? Maybe they told you about that 2 months ago. Did you incorporate any gardening themed decorations or activities into the birthday party? It could be a fun way to share your hobby with your child. Or were there gardening themed, you know, was there a gardening theme anywhere, right? It doesn't matter if there was or there wasn't, you're linking it, right? You're inviting, you're showing that you actively listened. You're inviting that deeper level of conversation that can happen. And they're going to be a better listener to you, right? It's reciprocal. Raise to the camping trip. Speaking of a raise, have you considered using the extra income for future camping trips or outdoor adventures? That could be a great way to celebrate your achievements. And then if you want to go from the gardening to the birthday, did your gardening hobby inspire any unique birthday decorations or favors for your child's fifth birthday party? It's fascinating how hobbies can blend into other aspects of our life. I love doing that, or, you know, whatever comment you want to make. So really important. Now, when you're thinking about internalizing for the listening part of this poem, right, you want to use trigger associations. And again, that's going to look different for everyone. Like how I visualize camping is going to be different from how you visualize camping and how somebody else visualizes camping. How I envision gardening, that's going to look different for me and for you, depending on our relationship to that thing, right? Depending on our experience with that thing. Right? Maybe somebody's a pro gardener. They're going to have a very different image. Whereas for somebody who's a novice gardener, they're going to think maybe, you know, of an emoji of it or something, right? So again, you have to make these specific to you, to your experience. That will activate that, you know, memory. and then engage in meaningful recall. Actually use it with this person. Actually practice it, show them. And if they say, oh, I actually didn't say that, or no, that birthday party, it's not the fifth birthday party, it was the seventh birthday party, whatever, that's okay. Let them correct you, right? But the point is you're practicing. And then you want to relate and reflect. You want to, you know, reflect on their experiences, show genuine interest, follow up questions that you can ask based on the details that you remember. This is really going to help you strengthen that muscle. Okay, so when you're applying these tools in conversations for both speaking and listening, I want you to focus on vivid imagery, right? Think of and spend time on this, like I said, because the more you spend time on it, the more personalized those images are going to be for you and your life and your experience, the easier you are going to remember those, right? So spend time thinking about them. And if you don't have time in that conversation, take notes right after on what you discussed with the person and then come up with the mental images, right? They don't have to happen like this. The better you get at this technique though, it will come like this. That's the beauty of practice and consistency. And then you really want to practice the linking and the internalizing. That can be very difficult, right? Because you really want to find these links. You want to find a way to connect the dots and try to apply this method daily. That'll be my challenge for you today, your little assignment after this webinar. Try to use Palm as for a speaker and for a listener, like as a speaker and as a listener right after we do this webinar, because that's really going to help you. It's going to serve you well. All right. Well, you get to practice Palm stories and get feedback. If you are part of our executive coaching, we're doing Palm all this week. We started a little bit last week, which is great. Those are all recorded, so you can go back and check them as a member. Those are for members only. And you get to see also your progress with your communication skills and reaching social fluency. So if you want to practice Palm, you want to get feedback on your stories, you want to get feedback on how you use it for listening and speaking, come and join our executive coaching program. It's the Executive Communication Lab Group Coaching Plan, and you can find that on academy.explearning.co, our website. So I really encourage you, if you are serious about leveling up your communication skills for both professional reasons and for social life reasons, come and join us. It's a great group of people. We have really such a good time. It's really fun. And we're learning and growing and improving. And we're getting feedback. And it's great. It's an amazing time. And then you can also, you'll have access to these worksheets if you join either the two of our paid plans. So if you're in the executive coaching plan, you'll get this. And if you are in our self-guided, fully supported community plan, that's the Exploring Academy plan, you'll also get these worksheets. So you get the worksheets, you get to do them, you can post about it for feedback, get feedback. And if you want for that extra oomph, that extra boost, if you're really serious about your professional development and your social fluency development for communication skills in life and in business, then you can join the Exploring Academy plan and you'll get these worksheets. So that's great, great for you. So that's that. And then if you have any questions about Palm, put them in the chat now. If you have any questions about Exploring Academy, put that in the chat now. I'm happy to answer any questions you have. And practice makes progress, right? So whatever you do, practice. Because that's gonna be how you get better. And if you get feedback, that's even better because you get to see if you're headed in the right direction, right? Practice without feedback is great, but practice with feedback is phenomenal, right? That's gonna lead to exponential growth. And that'll pay dividends. So if you really are, you know, keen on investing in yourself, come join us. Come join us in the Academy. We're waiting for you. Or tell your friends. If you don't have time to join now, tell your friends. You can have a 1 week free trial on either of the paid plans. So that way you can test it out and see, you know, if it's a right fit for you. And it's very fun. I want to tell you a little bit about some of the new features that we've added into our community. Like I said, we're constantly growing and making it better and better and better. Remember what I said about high value student outcomes? Yes. Okay. So we have social pods, which are tribes within the community, right? Different community, the community within community. So this is the way you're going to get better at communication. You're going to lose your social anxiety, your speaking anxiety, your communication anxiety, your stage fright, and you're going to be much more confident, way more eloquent, much better at communicating, reaching social fluency. You'll have deeper connections with people, okay? Enriching exchanges. And these are all centered around fun topics. So they're interest groups, right? So you can join as many of these as you'd like, unlimited. And you can, if you want to have conversations with people every day, you could, right? You could. We have unlimited video call capabilities. You as members have unlimited video call. So there's one thing like a book club, for example, we have that. We have, you know, various things. I don't want to tell them all because they're really exciting and I want you to come see for yourself, but we have 10 different ones right now and we might be adding more. You can also create your own. So there's something for everyone and it's all centered around a shared passion. So this is part of either of our paid plans. And like I said, this is a great way to make friends, to not feel lonely, right? I don't know if anyone feels lonely, but it's a big problem. There's a big social, there's a loneliness epidemic. And when you come into the community, you not only learn skills to help you become more social, right, at work and in life, but you also make friends. So you get to meet people and chat with them and, you know, make friends, make business connections, find mentors, you know, it's just incredible. The people in our community are so amazing. They're really incredible. And social pods are going to be a great way for you to have fun and interact with people and be really confident as you do. We also have monthly themes. And as I mentioned, the theme for February is empathetic communication, empathetic excellence. So POM fits into that. POM fits into that. So we're looking for unparalleled excellence in everything we do. And the challenge that I'm going to unveil soon has to do with this as well. So the challenge will be available to paying members in our community. And I'm really excited that to share it with you. Oh, that's great. So Alvaro says you're going to check the plan. Very interesting. Awesome. And then Medea says, so exciting. Yes, it is. And we have badges. So you get contributions for your engagement. You can have all these different badges. Very exciting. And you get rewarded as you participate, as you share, you complete a challenge, and those are displayed on your profile. And then we also have self-assessment. So this is something else. Don't mind the title. It's supposed to read self-assessment. Self-assessments are really important because they allow you to gauge where you are, right? Self-understanding, self-awareness is part of what we do with communication, right? We need to be aware. In addition to that, you get a lot of feedback, of course, as well. But you need to be able to understand, you know, where you sit, like what needs some work, what maybe you do really well already, how to incorporate that. And then we guide you towards how to improve that. And if you're in our executive coaching plan, we'll be doing that hands-on, actively, feedback, simulations, role plays, lots of fun as we do it. If you're in the Exploring Academy plan, you will do that. More self-paced, but you could go at your own pace, right? And that's a great, you know, option for people who like the self-paced. You can follow our weekly calendar. You can follow all of the, you get notifications each time we post something, so you can get those right away. There's so much to do. Every day you have new things to do. In this week's calendar, just as it is, there's like so many different things in there that you can choose to do all of or just one or two things. You know, it really depends on your time commitment and what you want to do. So, you know, these are the self-assessments as well. What our members are saying, they're saying a lot of really nice things. I want to share those with you right now because I think it gives you a little bit of a, you know, What am I looking for? Like a little bit of a glimpse into our community. These are real people. Simin, I joined Exploring Academy just 2 months ago. Now it's been a couple more than 2 months. She's been here, I think, for 6 months now. But at the time she wrote this, she was there for 2 months. And she said, I'm absolutely amazed by the progress I've achieved in refining my workplace skills and boosting my confidence in starting conversations with the English speaking community. Attending every live session and actively practicing real communication skills has not only enhanced my English proficiency, but has also been invaluable for improving my overall communication abilities. I want to express my heartfelt gratitude to our teacher, Mary Daphne, for her guidance and support. Having incredibly knowledgeable instructors who encourage you to seize opportunities has been the golden key that Exploring Academy has provided me. I wholeheartedly recommend Exploring Academy to anyone seeking success in today's fast-paced world. That's really nice. Sada says, throughout most of my life, I've battled social anxiety. Joining the Exploring Academy has empowered me to overcome my fears and shut down my BS. Each baby step in this supportive environment has been transformative, boosting my confidence in both personal and professional interactions. Then we have Marco, who says, I've enrolled in the executive program. It has been a true treasure to join this program of skills development improvement. It is very well made with a lot of features that are useful to train and empower skills for professionals at the highest level. Thank you very much for all of this. It's for sure worth the investment. So thank you very much once again for everything. So as you notice, he says it's an investment, which it is. You're investing in yourself, right? You're investing in yourself. I mean, you can invest in a lot of things, but one of the best things to invest in is yourself, right? And then we have Saval, who says both Mary Daphne and the members of the community are so sweet and smiling that you never get bored. You don't understand how time flies. With this community, I had the opportunity to improve my communication skills as well as improve my language. Yes, I have the opportunity to see and correct my mistakes with frequent community meetings. Yes. She's highlighting the importance of the feedback component there, right? As I said, you know, practice with feedback is going to get you closer to your goals faster than practice without feedback. Both are important. It just depends on what you want to do, right? And not faster. You know, I don't like talking about like, oh, you learn this in 2 weeks. Like, we just don't work that way. Like, some people will learn it faster than others. It just depends. You know, we've got a lot going on. But you will learn it as fast as you and as well. Think about learning it well, not fast. You know, don't think about speed. Think about, well, am I internalizing these concepts? Am I using them in my day-to-day life? Are they improving my life? Are they improving my job? Are they improving my work? All right, that's a telltale sign of, does this work? It does. Pelder says, I had to give a presentation at work and I used the tips I learned from the community and everyone loved it. This community is different because it's not just about learning English, but it also focuses on practical communication skills and real life situations. This is a communication community. This is a community where you are going to learn professional development and social skills and executive skills and communication interpersonal skills. So we use English as the vehicle for that. So yes, of course, your English gets better if you are an L2 speaker, but we also have L1 native speakers in our community, right? It is for people who want to boost their professional and personal skills and personal growth as a modern executive, right? That is what we do. We teach these professional development skills tailored to people who want to improve their communication specifically for the workplace and for life in general. Raquel says, I don't get to use English in my daily life, so I find it very enriching to have the opportunity to exchange with people from different countries and to learn about their customs and opinions on current affairs. Being in small groups allows us to be active in discussions and to lose our fear of public speaking. And MD is always there to push us and help us if we hesitate or we don't know a word or expression. Very nice. Medea says, best investment, you won't regret it. I'm forever grateful to Mary for creating such a caring human connector platform in which we learn and practice to effectively communicate with others. Medea nailed it. This is exactly right, right? So again, she brings up the idea of it being an investment. That's such a powerful way to look at this because it is, right? You are tuning in, you are dialing in to the community daily. Right? Daily. There is something for you to do every single day. Medea is one of our top members. She actually got one of the 2023 top member awards. And part of that is because she is so committed and she has a lot, she has a busy life, Medea. Medea is a full-time, you know, professional. She's also a mom. She's a lot on her plate, right? She's one of the busiest people you'll know. She still carves out time because it's an investment. She is on there daily. She carves out time. If it's 10 minutes, she does 10 minutes. If it's an hour, she does an hour. Whatever time she has at her disposal, she prioritizes her investment to herself, in herself as well, right? We have a lot of members like this who are investing in themselves. So I bring up Medea because, you know, she's one of the greatest examples that we have. And she's an inspiration to our members as well. So, oh, and look here, she says, we get to practice a lot. It's worth it. Yeah, for sure, for sure. And again, it's going to be, you are going to get more out of it the more you put in. Just like anything, right? You want to get better at tennis, you got to put in the hours. You got to put in the time. You want to get better at communication, you put in the time. We make it easy for you because it's a fun platform. Lots of opportunities to practice, lots of opportunities for feedback, lots of opportunities to engage with each other. And guess what? Practice. And you also get to engage with me, and it's a delight engaging with you. I love it. It's one of my favorite parts of my day, doing the executive coaching sessions. Oh, I love it. It's one of the highlights of my day. Marva says, Exploring Academy is very different from any training I have attended so far. Talking in small groups and everyone in the group participating in the conversations increases my self-confidence in speaking English in different social settings. Bam, she nailed it too, right? All of these testimonials are so, they highlight so many important parts of what we do at the community. They say it better than anyone else, right? They know, I'm talking about all these members can say it better that, you know, just from their experience, talking about their experience, right? They will give you, you know, a glimpse into what they experience, because I can talk about it as much as I want, you know, but it's another thing to hear it from people who are actually in the platform and learning from it, and their lives are being transformed by it, right? So she says everyone is encouraged to speak, and she takes great care of everyone individually and great care so that everyone benefits. So, and then we've got Dom. He says it's the best enrollment he's ever done in a training program, here to improve his professional English skills, executive communication, and social skills. He says, I believe this is a great tool and more people should join. I love that he said that. That's great. I really enjoy the workshops Mary Daphne delivers in her paid membership. He's talking about the, Dom was talking, he's referring here to the executive coaching. I encourage people to sign up. I clear my schedule to participate in these workshops. Amazing. Ishika is one of our L1 speakers. My goal is to become more socially savvy and build emotional intelligence with people. Exactly. Mary Daphne is an excellent teacher and communicator. Thank you so much. Her skills surely rub off on you as she eases you into better habits and makes everyone feel very comfortable as the instructor and facilitator. I'm already experiencing subtle shifts by learning from everyone and MD. Another really important point here, right? It's a community experience. It's collective learning. Right? So we are learning. I'm learning from you. You're learning from me. We're learning from each other. We're exchanging ideas. We're knowledge transfer is happening. It's incredible. I love it. I love it so much. It's great. What else did she say? The community's international diversity is the perfect practice ground to interact in multicultural settings. Another really great point, right? Global society. We need to be able to understand people from all walks of life, from all around the world, be able to empathize with them, communicate with them, share commonalities with them. And she says, I feel comfortable to say things without thinking too much, as long as I put it across with integrity and grace, something that Exploring Academy integrates in its modules. And then Edwin says, the style of interaction in Exploring is cutting edge, incorporating innovative elements of teaching a second language. My speaking skills have improved in my daily interactions, and I've surpassed some typical barriers of learning a new language. Every day in live discussions, I learn new words, expressions, and discussion items, which I use afterwards in real life settings. Another great point here, right? It's relevant. Just like the palm technique you're going to use right after this call, right? You're going to use it. They're all relevant strategies. These are strategies that you will use in real life, in business, at work, in life in general. So it's worth it. It's worth it. Invest in yourself. As so many of our members so eloquently highlighted, again, the members are the best people to hear this information from because they're experiencing it live. I make it the best experience I know how for you, but I'm the teacher, right? So that's my job, for you to come in and try it out and then say all these amazing things. That comes from your heart. That comes from how you're experiencing it. So I'm so happy that you were able to join this webinar. If you would like to know more about the POM technique, you can watch this replay for sure. You will also get the slides if you're in the community. And if you want that extra practice, then come into the community and you can get the worksheets to actually practice the POM technique. And then if you want that extra practice, you can do the executive coaching program. Okay, does that sound good? I think Alvaro had a question for Medea. I'll just answer it real quick. So Medea is on the executive coaching plan, Alvaro, the executive communication lab group coaching plan, to answer your question, because that's the plan that you get to, you know, interact and get the feedback and do all the activities that we have on these live calls. So, but both plans are really great. So I just encourage you to think about, you know, what your most pressing focus is right now. And you can always upgrade. You can always switch between the plans, right? Maybe, you know, you do a couple of months of the intensive, like, group coaching, executive coaching, maybe a couple months of the academy plan, or vice versa, right? You have the 1 week free trial. So try it out, use it. And I will see you in the community. That's it for me today. Thanks so much for joining. Bye for now, everyone.